Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice's morning show. It's 8:36 Friday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. I wanted to mention that we just listened to the Pink record, and she's going to host Saturday Night. She's actually the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And throughout the day, we have Pink tickets. Her Beautiful Trauma World Tour is coming to the Oakland Arena May 18th, 2018. And another show's been added, too. May 19th, I think, is the other date. Winning is all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. We're looking for caller 97 at 9 o'clock. We'll give you a cue to call. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Pier 39 turns 39.
Oh.
Join them Saturday, October 14th for an epic birthday bash. Pier39.com. All right, so we're going to begin here with some of the stuff from the North Bay. I know we have reported and we've all been talking about how much we want to help, and we have found a few texts from people who are saying, hey, I'm listening to you guys, I don't have internet, and I need to know where to get help. Well, the evacuation centers are the first, most important place you can go where they should have everything you need to help get you started. I have an article here about six things fire disaster victims should do now.
Okay.
But what I wanted to do before that is I looked up redcross.org online, and I found myself with a list of things very quickly about how you can find help. So when you go to Northern California, Red Cross Bay Area, up pops a bunch of stuff about where you can go to get help. If you don't have access to the internet at the moment, you can get on through Xfinity as a guest. They've made that available for free to everybody up there. So if you're finding that to be difficult,
you can find a hotspot and get on.
Right. But the list of places is long where you can go and get help right now. The Red Cross has set up evacuation centers all over the place.
Right.
So that's and redcross.org is the way to get started. The Northern California region, we had such a long list of places, and some of them, I don't know what the ESC standed for.
I think, were they connected with schools?
I think it's schools.
Okay, so I believe it means Education Support Center.
Okay.
Oh.
So a bunch of schools in the area in Northern California, up in Napa, Sonoma, Santa Rosa. I'm probably leaving one of the counties out, but their schools are a lot of the evacuation centers.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
list
is
long. Like too long to list it here. So there's that. Human made a run up to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Right.
Yes.
So we've got that location as a spot. I guess you could either, maybe you can go right there to get food. I would think they're a distribution center.
Right.
But the address is 3990 Brickway Boulevard, Santa Rosa, California. Redwood Empire Food Bank. That's another place.
It's excellent. If you want to volunteer, that's an incredible place to volunteer. And just a quick shout out to one of my friends. She raised $100,000 for the victims so far. Her name is Gina. She just happens to turn 50 today as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Gina. Thanks for the good work.
Six things fire disaster victims should do now. Okay?
Yep.
Says, if your home was destroyed or damaged in the North Bay fires, here are six things you should do. Take care of yourself and your family. Get a roof over your head. Talk to your employer. Get your kids back in school when it's possible to do so. Let your friends and family know you are safe via phone, text, or social media. Stay in touch with neighbors for information that could affect you. Contact your lenders. If you have a mortgage, you are still responsible for paying it even though the house is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the only thing left standing is a chimney, after disasters, you need to let your lender know that you need a reprieve. Those are available. You have to tell them, though.
Right.
They're not automatically going to know. And after the fact, that may be just an additional
difficult
thing for you, as you are saying, but I was dealing with, I was running for my life, whatever the case may be, contact your lenders. Let them know you need a reprieve. That gives you
some breathing
space.
Break, right.
In some cases, it's a 90-day disaster relief period, which you'll get from them.
Nice.
Which is not nearly enough, but it'll at least get you through this.
Yes,
this
the
first
immediate
month's
aftermath
mortgage payment.
Right.
Contact your insurance agency, get a copy of your policy, and start trying to understand it as soon as you can. File a claim. The insurance companies are going to be overwhelmed with claims. It can't hurt to be the first one in there.
Right.
Document everything, they say. This is a list of things people who are victims of the fire should do now. Document everything as soon as possible. Go to your house and take pictures of what's left before the debris is carted away. Keep records of every expense that could be covered by insurance. That's an important thing that maybe you aren't thinking of right now. Collect the receipts.
Yep.
Most policies will pay for additional living expenses up to a certain time and dollar limit. So collect your receipts. That could be for hotel, rent, storage, moving expenses, whatever you incur. Could also include food or mileage. As you sped away from your former home, you know, these are all expenses that may be covered under your insurance. Stay tuned to FEMA because Trump has approved major disaster declaration for 7 California counties hit by wildfires. So far, federal money is approved only for public assistance, such as debris removal and emergency protective measures. But there could be more coming, so stay tuned for individual assistance. And don't be victimized twice. Do not rush into signing contracts during the first weeks. Avoid making major financial decisions and check references before hiring anyone.
They say the scammers are out in force after something like this happens. People who take a 50% deposit on, well, I'll do the construction for you, but I'm going to need some money up front. And then you literally never see them again. You got to be so careful.
Also, so there's that. Also, again, real quick, free Wi-Fi is available through Comcast. You can get free internet by signing in as a guest. They have hotspots all over the North Bay. So as I'm telling you some places you can go to get help, you can start by getting free internet so you can look up some of the stuff we're talking about. Amy's Drive-Thru. For free food and water, Amy's Drive-Thru in Roanoke Park is offering free meals to those evacuated. And there's a whole list. Mystic Theater is a place you can go. They're serving breakfast.
That's up at on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, because you're right.
This whole list is
a long list of places that you can get some food.
Mm-hmm.
There are also places where you can get health and wellness checks. Free clothing and entertainment is available from a lot of places in the North Bay, places that have stepped up. And there's also help for your pets and animals. Mm. So you're saying this is all available at the Sarah and Vinny?
Well, I'm not sure what you're looking at, but there are a couple of things there that have just a million links on them and a million ideas and places to go and ways to get help.
Okay. So that's all for now on that. All that stuff is available to you online. We hope that helps
in some way.
Right. I realize that's not the most entertaining radio, but we did want to make that available to you as best as possible.
Well, and here we are. It's happening right in our backyard here.
So, where to go next? How about Friday the 13th? No, I know where. Okay. Cal plays tonight.
Oh, is that on? That hasn't been canceled.
It's canceled. Washington State is like highly ranked.
Yep.
Undefeated, I think, at the moment. They beat Oregon the last time they played last weekend, and they're here in town tonight to play Cal at 7:30. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And then tomorrow, Oregon's in Stanford. And looks like they're still wondering whether the Raiders will play, which is going to be a home game here in town on Sunday, and the Niners are in D.C., so that one's going to get played no matter what. And you know.
Good luck, guys. Yeah. Go. You've been playing
Go Niners. They've been playing great. Yeah. They haven't finished yet.
The latest update is that the Cal officials and Stanford officials are officially monitoring the air quality.
Oh. Well, we can't let the game go. There's a lot of money. I mean, a lot of people. A lot of fun.
Sure.
Vinny, back to the fire stuff, and I've seen a couple of these stories. Academy of Sciences and SF Zoo are offering free admission to evacuated families.
Oh, you know what?
Keep your kid occupied for the day.
Well, yeah. That's what I was just thinking. Sometimes I am the worst about that, where I feel like I have to just sit in it. I can't possibly let my mind go somewhere else for the time being. What I've never been in a fire, but whatever I'm going through. And then, you know what? If someone talks you into it and just pulls you out of it for a minute and lets you just go do something else.
Let your kid feel normal for a minute.
The tragedy awaits. You can go get a break.
One more update on the Cal game. There are specific guidelines for the NCAA sports, and if the air quality index is 200 or more, the game is delayed or canceled. Right now, the air quality is at 155.
I've noticed. I don't think we've even gone above 165, or at least from what I've read. So
how amazing.
I know.
It feels like super unhealthy air.
Right. Well, so the game goes on.
Okay. So far, so good.
Where was I? Oh, Friday the 13th,
yes.
Everyone.
All
it's
right.
Friday the 13th. Here are some random fast facts about Friday the 13th. 74% of people say they've had bad luck on Friday the 13th in the past.
Oh, have you? I don't recall having anything in particular. I always forget that it is.
I had bad luck this morning.
Yes, bad luck happens, though, just because it's the 13th.
Yeah. You had bad luck this morning?
Yeah.
What happened?
I went to get into the elevator, and I went to push 3, but it went all the way down. It picked up somebody at the basement, and then it came back and stopped again at the first floor to grab you at.
That's not bad luck.
Oh, that's terrible
Maybe
luck.
That's bad
you spent an extra 45 seconds in the elevator.
Exactly.
Dude, I feel you. That sucks.
Rough one.
Rough one. Hey, but then your luck turned around. You get to be a star on KCBS. Everybody, you should post that audio up somewhere so that people can hear it. It's amazing. Do the full unedited thing.
Wow. Okay.
Where could we put that?
You know what I'll do is I'll put it on the podcast, basically where you find the Sarah and Vinny full show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a little segment with Hooman.
Sure.
The full 4.5 minutes we have.
Good, Hooman.
5% of people plan to stay in their house anytime Friday the 13th comes up. They just stay in all day.
They just shut their life down.
I'm staying in the house just to be safe.
Well, that's just an excuse to stay in the house, it sounds like. You know what I'd like to do? Not go anywhere today. Sorry, guys. It's Friday the 13th. I'll be in my jammies on the couch all day. I think I'm going to do that.
Isn't that like
stay in your jammies
all day? I just really don't think I can go anywhere today.
Every single year, has to have at least one Friday the 13th. Some years can have up to 3.
Oh.
The next one is in April of next year. So get through today, everybody.
I like it when they happen in October. I think, you know, this is... Because it's the scariest month.
It's the devil's month.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, this is the devil's month?
Why is this?
Why are you saying that?
I would think June would be the devil's month.
Why?
Because of the 6.
Oh.
6-6. The number of the beast.
We already have bad luck today.
Oh, God, I love this song so much.
Don't play that. Bad news. Play some Jesus right now. Cleanse the palate.
Oh, my goodness. The devil got her.
Oh.
Friday the 13th. Bad luck. You didn't get to hear your song. Oh, we didn't do the montage. You know what? Let's.
This is a regular fast fact now, everyone.
Okay. Oh, not a Friday the 13th one?
Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Albert Einstein's IQ was 160.
Yeah, that's BS right
Marilyn
there.
Monroe was smart. Don't be a hater, Sarah.
That's BS.
Just because she was hot doesn't mean she can't be the smartest chick.
I've seen interviews with her. She wasn't.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe had an IQ.
A lot
of
that was an act, though. That
Sarah.
I don't know,
she
man.
Was pretty smart with some of her business affairs, believe it or not.
She had an IQ of 163.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein's IQ was 160.
Nah, I don't buy that. You guys can all believe it if you want to. I choose not to believe that one. It's BS.
Are you kidding?
Have you heard Sharon Stone? I think she's got a 160 IQ. Like some crazy high IQ. She's a Mensa chick.
Oh, you believe that one?
No,
but you don't
I don't. I don't believe. I think that, you know, if Albert Einstein was a 160, then I think we have to measure everybody else against him. The whole IQ thing. So you get a lot of the questions right. Like, I don't know. Maybe you studied.
Studied?
I don't know. It
looks
just,
like
it
it's never
seem...
been proven.
Yeah, I'm
BS,
reading that
man.
Too.
What are you reading?
Well, they're unable to like corroborate right. the story.
But is this celery and carrotstick.com?
I think that's it. I think you mean heavier metal.net. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I meant. Why was I? Why do I?
Because they Metallica and Coldplay had an argument over celery and carrot sticks
oh, right.
that we read about on heaviermetal.net.
Wow, that's a weirdest.
Huh. BuzzFeed says although she was typecast as a dumb blonde, she was actually extremely intelligent.
I'm sure. Sarah,
and I'm sure she was. Yeah.
That's oh my god, please. Now it's 168.
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating. I'm just saying that I just don't believe it.
We know her library contained 400 books.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what? I don't know what that...
She had a lot of books.
Listen, I'm sure she was smarter than people give her credit for, but was she a genius? I don't know, man. Albert Einstein.
What did I just tell you?
Don't question the facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. I just told you in the face of facts.
I don't believe it.
You're saying no.
I am saying no.
Where's your sisterhood?
With Marilyn Monroe?
With all the chicks. Just get with it. Women, she was super smart.
Women attack other women.
Yeah,
at
I know.
Level.
Tear them down.
I just don't believe it.
I don't know why women are so hard on each other.
Well, we'll go 50-50. I'm going to say, yeah,
all right.
Marilyn. Let's break.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.